This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Todd Williamson, a neurologist based in Georgia, and he's also the president of the Medical Association of Georgia. We want to get his reaction to the National American Medical Association endorsing most of the principles of the Democratic version of health care reform. We also want to get his views as to what he thinks would be the best path forward to solving some of America's healthcare problems. And Dr. Williamson, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Why do you believe the National AMA is so strongly in support of this path to reform?
Well, I would prefer to let the AMA speak for themselves. I'm actually the president of the Medical Association of Georgia, and we certainly send delegates and participate with them and believe in the AMA's mission and support them 100%, but we believe that they got this one wrong. And I would say that many physicians are frustrated by the broken Medicare payment system, and physicians realize that access to quality care for their patients is being harmed by the broken payment system. And physicians across the country are ready for a reform in the payment system that we have. And I think that this is a goal that we all share, but I think what we differ on with the AMA is how to get there. And the Medical Association of Georgia believes that the way to enact real reform is to put the patients in charge of how healthcare dollars are spent and allow them to purchase insurance policies that they own and control and purchase them with tax-free dollars like their employers can. And they should always have, patients should always have the ability to spend their own money for their health care at any point and not be restricted from doing that as currently they are under the Medicare system. And we believe that those principles will take us where we need to be in terms of affordability and access. We don't believe that increasing the role of the federal government in financing health care for everyone, certainly there are people, the uninsured, that need help from the federal government in certain instances, and there certainly is a role for the federal government in that arena. But we believe that medical decision-making should never be the purview of a third party, including the federal government. Medical decisions should always be made by the patient and the doctor as trusted advisor. And unfortunately, 3200 falls short on those principles.
Dr. Williamson, a lot of times this debate is argued along ideological lines, political lines, what you think about the size of government and so forth. You obviously come from a very direct connection with this issue, being a doctor and having patients who probably articulate their issues to you, and you know about the frustrations from your end of the system as well. So apart from the political and the ideological, from a healthcare provider perspective, why does this approach, the one you just articulated, make the most sense?
Well, I believe that patients know quality when they see it. And I believe my patients, and I live in the Metro Atlanta area, I believe my patients are very aware that access to the doctors that they need is dwindling. And the reason that access is dwindling is the payment system is broken, and it's pushing folks out of practice, quite frankly. It's very difficult to do what I do for a living now, and to do it in the community and provide the kind of service that patients in America have come to expect. I believe firmly that, and my patients have taught me this, they're frightened that increasing the government's role is going to make access even more difficult. And I don't think there's any question about that. Looking at the broken Medicare payment system, you can see why primary care hasn't flourished. Primary care has been driven to the brink of extinction by the broken Medicare payment system. And now the plan that's on the table, which H.R. 3200 is considering expanding a system like this to include all people. And the reality is it's going to make access even more difficult if this sort of plan were to become the law of the land.
One of the other things that's contained within the main House bill that probably won't be the final version, but it's certainly the more than rough draft of what House Democrats would like to see, and that's H.R. 3200. One of the things that's in there a number of different times is basically ration pay for physicians that regardless of your specialty, regardless of how much work you do, everybody makes the same. Have you been aware of that, and what's your reaction to it?
Well, I think any sort of attempt by the federal government to control a payment system artificially in that way is going to fail our patients. Basically, our system of medical care in the United States became, I believe, the best in the world because of the patient-physician relationship and the ability of the patient to pick their doctor, the doctor that they want to see. And that relationship was allowed to decide what the value of that service was, not someone else. When someone else started deciding what the value of that service was, we started to see access issues. And patients are astounded that in the year 2009, in the good old U.S. of A., we have these access issues, and we shouldn't have them. And the reason we have them is artificial control of the payment system by third parties, including the federal government. Any attempt by the federal government to further control the payment system is only going to worsen access. It's harder now for patients to get in to see a primary care doctor than it was 20 years ago. Why is that? It's because the payment system's broken.
And real quickly, before we let you go here, Dr. Williamson, explain what you see. Excuse me. What you see as the best approach here in keeping the cost down. You mentioned the primacy of the doctor-patient relationship. What mechanisms do you think would be most effective in keeping the price of the premium reasonable? And how much reining in does the insurance industry need, in your opinion?
Well, there's no question that the insurance industry needs regulation, and it needs reform. And the insurance industry is already heavily regulated. And I think there's a way to do that without increasing the role of government in the financing of health care. I believe the way to control costs would involve the following. One is to make sure that the patient always knows what the cost of the care is. Right now, so many times the patients and even the doctors don't even know because the bill's sent off to some office out of town and somebody else pays the bill and no one really knows how much it costs. We've got to get past that. The doctor's got to be aware of the cost. The patients have got to be aware of the cost. Right now the system's so confusing, you almost can't figure that out. But by bringing the control back to the hands of the patients, the patients should know how much the services cost, and that alone is going to help with cost control. Now, let's talk a little bit about high deductible plans and health savings accounts. There's a way to put the patient in charge of their health care spending without breaking the bank, and one is to let patients put money into health savings accounts, tax-free perhaps, that they can save and build and use the next year to purchase an even higher deductible plan for catastrophic coverage that would get cheaper and cheaper as they save more and more money. That's one way of bringing transparency and cost control back to the system without putting a third party in charge. That's one example of how we can do this without increasing the role of the government or other third parties in the provision of medical care in our country.
And Dr. Williamson, unfortunately our time is up. Thank you, sir, for taking time away from your practice to speak with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Dr. Todd Williamson is a neurologist based in Georgia. He's also the president of the Medical Association of Georgia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.